That's right, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get a second date, we will hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Carla.
Carla. Hey, good morning, Carla. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
You sound sad, Carla.
Yeah, you do. What's going on?
Okay, I've been talking to this dude, and we've been talking for about 3 months now, mm-hmm. but I really like him, and now he's not answering my phone calls. So I'm calling y'all to see if y'all can get in touch with him so that I can talk to him.
Carla, okay, so what do you, let me ask you this. He just stopped calling. Did texts get shorter, drier? Did y'all have an argument? Did
yeah, give a... us a little backstory on that.
We kind of had like a little, it was a little misunderstanding, I'll say.
Okay.
What kind of misunderstanding?
Do you think that, yeah, what kind?
I.
These some long pauses. What did you do?
Yeah, it's not that type of misunderstanding. It's just, I feel like. We probably just got off on the wrong foot.
Okay, so listen. What's his name, Carla?
JP.
JP? All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try our best to get JP on the phone. If we get him on the phone, we're going to, you know, try to find out what the deal is. If y'all actually get a second date, then 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM going to hook y'all up with $100, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so don't say nothing until we cue you in.
She don't even care about the money. She's just trying to get this relationship right.
I know, but I still got to let it be known what she can get.
I feel bad for her.
This sounds like the thrill is gone. Yep. after that 90-day probationary period, you be like,
think he
what?
Just owns a new vagina?
That's how most guys is. Not me. I fall in love on the first date, and I stay forever. But
I don't think that was ever my problem. Once I hit them, they be in love, and I be sticking around.
Oh, they be in love.
I be sticking around.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning. May I speak with JP, please?
My ass was speaking.
JP, this is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, shouting, and Shamia Morton sitting in for Mo Quick. What up?
Morning, JP.
Okay. Good morning, man. Y'all called when I was asleep, man.
Hey, we didn't mean to wake you up, brother. How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm making it, man. Another day in the lab, brother.
Okay. All right, listen, we have a segment on our show called A Second Date Update, JP. You actually are on it only because a young lady called us up and told us that, you know, she misses you. She hadn't heard from you. Went cold duck on her. Are you familiar with a Carla?
I'm not familiar with a Carla. Yeah, that name do ring. Yeah. I do know a Carla, man.
You know Carla. Okay. So she said you guys were talking for maybe about 3 months, 3-4 months.
I want to say that long, but it was about a good 2.5, about 3 months.
Okay. JP, is there any reason, any particular reason why you fell back? You know, she said the communication just died out. It was like a drought.
He
like,
say Carla name ring a bell, so she couldn't have been that significant. Why she just ring a bell?
Man, honestly, man, I mean, she a cool girl. Don't get me wrong, man. She stood out from other girls, but, man, it was just something about her that was kind of off, you know what I'm saying? So, we had a couple of engagements going out to dinner, you know, here and there, a couple of picnics here and there. And she started to get a little bit too comfortable, you know what I'm saying? One night, I took her to Red Lobster, you know what I'm saying? We came back from Red Lobster. She didn't know how to act. So we get to the house, and, you know, we was on somebody's wrong type stuff, man. It got to another level, you know what I'm saying? Which I don't got no problem with it.
Y'all were having sex?
Yeah, we were having sex. Okay. It got to that point where we were having sex and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Man, honestly, man, she just went to another level, man. She wanted to put her finger, you know what I'm saying, in my booty hole.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? Just being nothing, man. She tried to put her finger. That's what I'm saying. She tried to put her finger in my booty hole, and I ain't down for that.
JP, you don't think you were giving any mixed signals, do you?
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, the first time, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, okay, she's just drawing a little pass and all that.
Oh.
But the second time, I couldn't even do it. I had to go. I had to get up and go.
Okay, JP, look, man, we actually got Carla on the phone, bro. Carla.
Oh.
JP, don't sit here and act like that, because when I first put it in, you was acting like you liked it. That's why I did it again. Don't try to sit up here on live radio and tell all these people that you didn't like that.
Now, Carla, why are you sitting up here lying though? Damn well, you sit up here trying to take me to another level by putting your finger in my butt. You know I won't get down like that. So don't even show out in front of these people, man. Don't even do that.
Wow. I mean,
so Carla, let's not offend the man. If you trying to call and get him back, I don't think this is gonna be the way to get him back, baby. Like, If he left and he ain't talking to you.
He's lying. Stop lying, JP.
Look, man. Bro, I don't know why that. Look, I don't know why you're having any conversation, bro. Because I'm telling you, bro, the girl lying to y'all, bro. Bro, the girl lying
okay,
to y'all.
Okay, JP, you don't like it. I won't do it no more. We were drunk, so maybe I did push the envelope a little bit.
Because, Carla, you know what? I understand, girl. Sometimes we don't get the nonverbals. Maybe you were too heated and into the moment. You tried it, and when he pushed back, you just didn't catch it. But second time around, it's like, okay, stop it.
Now, I got a question. So, obviously, this ain't your first rodeo. So, you have dealt with guys in the past that like for you to do that?
No, I never. I actually never tried it before. I tried it with him for the first time.
Well, what the hell wrong with you?
She was being adventurous in the bedroom.
I read about it somewhere. I heard that the G-spot is in the mill.
That's a lie.
We're doing a lot right
now. She want to please her man, y'all.
True indeed. Hey, apparently he ain't her man.
Don't crucify her for that.
It was 3 months in.
She's trying to get him back. Carly.
All right. So, look, JP. The young lady has gone out of her way to contact us so that we can contact you so you guys can get back together. Do you see anywhere in your heart for you two to possibly reestablish this friendship, this open, ongoing relationship?
Man, if she just turned down her little sex game for me, man, her sexual actions and everything, bro, we make them work somehow, bro.
Aww.
But if she keep that, you know what I'm saying, that type of vibe, I can't deal with it, bro.
So call
you know, sound big on giving people second chances, but...
So, Carla,
go ahead and make it work.
Carla, can you refrain from
molesting him?
I won't do it no more, JP.
No backdoor.
I'm sorry.
Hey, all right, that is, man. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, we're going to hook y'all two up with $100, man. And that concludes our second day update. A-Town, y'all call us up, 404-352-0945. We got to talk about this, man.